You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Matt Wilhelm, Dave DiNatale here in the Galleria Studios for a little change up today. We enjoy your calls. I've got three on the line right now. 216-578-0850 or tweet at the show at Browns_daily. And I know, Dino and Brake, you said you mentioned a tweet that you want to hit us with.
Yeah, a couple things here real quick. From Aaron Wilson at the NationalFootballPost.com reports the Browns are scheduled to get a visit from University of Washington defensive tackle Danny Shelton.
Awesome.
He's a guy that certainly
he's a beast.
I think would interest the Browns in that first round.
He definitely
340 is. Pounder who had 9.5 sacks last year,
and he looks every pound of 340 too.
Yeah, I mean he's a guy. I mean they've compared him to Haloti Ngata, you know, that kind of an upside. So just keep an eye on Danny Shelton. He may be coming, according to Aaron Wilson, to visit with the Browns. Also, you could tweet at us our Browns Daily Twitter handles Browns_daily. Let's see here. Where is that? From Jeff Fatboy Smith. Ask Bo if he couldn't contribute with the Chiefs with Alex Smith, Jamal Charles and company, and Andy Reid, why pick Cleveland with no established quarterback or running back and Mike Pettine, a defensive-minded coach? I'm just curious,
sure.
Which I think is a fair question.
It is a fair question. And I think in some cases, I think Dwayne Bo just kind of got lost in the shuffle there. Because if you look, tight ends and running backs were the guys with the touchdowns. No wide receivers last year in 2014 had a touchdown there in Kansas City.
And one more on Twitter, Bob Rose, at BR Cleve, always good to hear from him, just saying, building through the draft sometimes is a myth. He said 50% of the Browns' 2015 starters, or projected starters, are 30-plus-year-old free agents. Starks, Whitner, Williams, Dansby, Kruger, Hartline, Bowe, Hawkins, etc. I don't disagree with that, Bob, but the point we're trying to make is you've got 10 picks this year.
Yes.
You want to start to reverse that process.
Andrew Gribble talks about it, the senior staff writer for the Cleveland Browns on our
show.
Good
stuff, Bob.
You can't get younger in free agency.
No.
You only get older. So those ages, as you talked about, along with those 10 picks, we're going to draft 10, 20, 21, 22, 23-year-olds. To average out the 30, 29, 28,
right.
31-year-olds.
And they're not all going to make the team. I understand that. But the point is you're trying to reverse that trend. In some cases, to fill holes in your roster, you've needed free agents. But I'm sure it is the Browns' goal to get younger but also get better.
Absolutely. And in some cases, what it says to me is the time is now. The time is right now. Those contracts by those guys that are 30, 31 years old, whenever they expire, we have to be winning, and they need to be a part of that in the next year or two.
Yep.
Let's go back to the phone. Our guy Cam in Canada. What's up, Cam?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good, man.
Good,
how
Cam.
Are you?
Good. Right on, Dino. Matt, I caught you on TV there on the Browns, one of the Browns shows, and who's your tailor, man? Unbelievable.
My tailor? It's a I can't remember the company. They're out of Texas. It was a few. It was my last series of suits in my final years in the National Football League. So I went really, really big. How did I look? Good?
Yeah, no, for sure.
Thanks, man.
Sure.
I appreciate it.
And I mean, the
Wilhelm
word
on the runway.
The word hetero was used today, and I mean, I want to stress to people completely hetero, but still lots of admiration there. Good suit. So
thank you, man.
Yeah. So you know, the one thing I was going to say is. It's kind of unfortunate that this particular regime has to have everything fall upon them. Like we talked about earlier, and I don't disagree, we can't wait 4 years to develop someone. But other organizations historically have allowed their key guys to take lumps. And we're not protecting a Super Bowl tradition here. We're either going to extend a losing tradition or we're going to break that, and we're going to break that losing tradition. And if our guys in the front office and on the field have to take lumps, it's just going to be an extension of what we've been doing anyway. In 3 years or 4 years, we're either going to be a winning program or we're not going to be a winning program. But at some point in time, we have to bite the bullet here and stop putting Band-Aids on things and get things done the right way. So I don't know why the rush has come upon this particular regime, but we've been losing for years around here. Why is this regime the one feeling all the pressure?
Well, Cam, thank you for the call. And I feel like what's great about this regime is that Jimmy Haslam, with the new owner, upgrading Ray Farmer to general manager and Mike Pettine, you know, from that Rex Ryan bloodline, I would hope that they have they coach and execute with a chip on their shoulder to right the wrong that has been happening here in Cleveland for the past 15 years. Because if they do, they'll be, you know, their names will be embossed in gold in the Cleveland Browns
legend.
Lore.
You go legend. But Cam, to answer your question, why there's impatience and I think fans are a little bit more disgruntled because you have to be realistic. It's not been a good off season in terms of headlines and new and things that have happened with the Browns, rightly or wrongly, whether it's been Techgate, whether it was Kyle Shanahan abruptly leaving as offensive coordinator, whether it was Manziel going to rehab, Josh Gordon, the indefinite suspension. There's been a lot of stuff that's happened that hasn't looked real good for the Browns and hasn't reflected well on the leadership of this team. Now, they understand that. They're working to fix that. I mean, I thought the statements made yesterday by Haslam and Farmer, I thought were indicative of that. We're accountable for our actions. We're going to get better. We learn as we go, and we're going to be better for it. But if you want to know why the fans are maybe more urgently looking for action here, it's because there's been some more dysfunction.
Sure, absolutely. Let's go back to the call, back to the phones. Hiram in Cleveland, what's up, Hiram?
Hey, guys. I got a comment about Manziel and how he was handled last year. But let me just say this. Strong organizations, the stuff that you just named, strong organizations that doesn't even register on the Richter scale with them. They just keep on plugging. And I think Cleveland being such conservative area, you know, everybody has to be in the bed by 8 o'clock and this, that, and the other. This stuff is small stuff that we went through in this offseason. And I'll save the rest of it for another time. But this is what irritates me about media folks who cover the Browns, okay?
Okay.
Am I annoying you?
Am I annoying?
No, not at all. Okay. Not at all. They forget certain things that would happen with the Manziel thing last year. Mike Pettine, even before the draft, he told Nathan Zagura in an interview, and he told Bruce Drennan, whoever we take as a quarterback, 9 times out of 10, is not going to start. It's not going to start at all. They probably won't even see the field unless they're clearly the better player. Now, we're going to sit this guy a whole year, but now people calling him a bust and this, that, and the other. This was the plan all along. And you can't judge a quarterback by six quarters of bad football when he was thrust into a situation where he hasn't played and he's going against speed that he has never seen before, but you want to get up and call him a bust. And I'm disappointed in the Browns in this. They seem to be panicking, and you know, Sam Bradford, who has missed 25 games in a row, 41 out of the last 93 ball games he has missed, and yet still you want to give up a number one pick for him?
Yeah, you're right about that.
It doesn't make any sense. It just doesn't. This stuff about quarterbacks, I got to have an elite quarterback. No, if you have a quarterback who is halfway decent, who won't kill you, and you have a good defense and good running game, you can win playoff games and the Super Bowl.
I'm going to disagree with you on that, Hiram. You need to have – if you don't have a franchise quarterback, then you need to have not just a good defense, you need to have – a Hall of Fame caliber defense, i.e. Tampa Bay 02, the Ravens in 2000, the Bears in 85. Other than that, you go back through history and you show me a team that's won a Super Bowl that didn't have an elite quarterback. It's hard, the Giants in 90 also with Hostetler.
Sure.
But they had Lawrence Taylor in that defense and they had a very good running game. It's very you need to have everything working if you don't have that elite quarterback.
You're definitely right, and I think in some cases the optimization and the optimism that I have when it comes to Cleveland Browns, not simply because I work for them, is that we get Alex Mack back.
Yes.
And we know what that offensive line and our ability to run the football will look like, and now protect whoever it is, the passer standing behind it, whether it's Johnny Manziel, whether it's Josh McCown or Connor Shaw at this point right now.
Or Thaddeus Lewis.
Thaddeus Lewis. Thank you. And also, too, based on what we've done defensively, in year two, we had Joe Hayden on the show, you know, soon thereafter the football season, and just talking about how excited he is to come in and execute as a part of this defense in year two. Because what happens when you get new coaches? You get a new scheme year after year, and every coach uses things, uses words differently. Everybody wants different techniques and so on and so forth. And it's going to be very interesting to see how great this defense can be. And that means our ability to score points and throw the ball through the air will determine how good this team can be. Keep the calls coming. We've got two callers on the line. I'll get you guys right when we come back. We've got we'll get those Pat Kerwin comments from Hey Tony on 1540 KNR2 this morning. Matt Wilhelm, Dave DiNatale on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.